Good evening.
Good evening.
Tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about debt relief. Out of Vines, I find the simply described debt relief is that which is owed. How would you like to have a little bit of debt relief? I'm not really talking about the monetary debt. I'm speaking more about the debt of love that we owe. We should not carry an outstanding debt balance. We as Christians, we know that we are in debt, but this debt is the only debt that we can never fully repay. If we look in 1 Corinthians 6:20, we'll find why we have this debt. For we were bought at a price, therefore glorify God in your body and your spirit, which are God's. In Acts, we find another passage which describes the fact that we were purchased. That would be Acts 20 and 28. Here it's talking to the leaders of the church and how they're supposed to be responsible for their flock. But it also, in the end, well, I'll just read the verse. Therefore, take heed to yourselves and to all the flock among which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers to shepherd the church of God, which he purchased with his own blood. This passage clearly shows how we were purchased. In the next passage I have for you, we can get an example of how we were supposed to treat our fellow Christians. If we go to 1 John 3:16, by this we know love, because he had laid down his life for us. And we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. In this passage we find that it is proper for us to lay down our lives for our fellow Christians if that need arises. That's the kind of love that we're expected to have. He not only bought us being righteous, but he also bought the sinners as well. Most people wouldn't think of dying for a righteous man, let alone a sinner. But we get an example of this in Romans 5, verses 6 through 11. For when we were still without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man would one die, yet perhaps for a good man someone would have even dared to die. But God demonstrates his own love towards us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more than having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from his wrath through him. If when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of his Son, much more having been reconciled, we shall be saved by his life. And not only that, but we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received the reconciliation. This shows how we are all worthy of God. Can you imagine that kind of love? Now we can do something about our debt to our fellow brothers. Let's see what can be done about this debt. Let's go to another passage in Romans. Let's try 13:8. owe no man anything except to love another, for he who loves another has fulfilled the law. Here we have an example of a kind of love that gets us out of debt. Now this debt that he's talking about is not monetary debt. This is a debt of love. But not, by not holding, by not holding others in debt, but for forgiving in love, we can avoid carrying debt as well as charging others with debt, which fulfills God's law. For another example of this, let's go to a parable in Matthew 18. We'll start with verses 21. This is the debt that we owe to God. Then Peter came to him and said, "Lord, how often shall my brother sin against me and I forgive him? Up to seven times?" Jesus said to him, I do not say to you up to seven times, but 70 times seven. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a certain man who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. And when he had begun to settle accounts, he was brought to him who owed him 10,000 talents. But as he was unable to pay this, the master commanded that he be sold, and his wife and his children, and all that he had, that payment may be made. The servant therefore fell down before him, saying, "Master, have patience with me, and I will repay you." Then the master of the servant was moved with compassion, released him, and forgave him of the debt. I want us to kind of look at verse 23 here, and look at the comparison here that he's making between the kingdom of heaven being like this certain king, and he wants us to understand that his love is an example like this king's love. In verse 26, the servant realized his inability to pay, having a large debt that he had. He knew that he was unable to pay it, so he fell down and he worshipped him, and he begged the king for patience. Now this moves the master to compassion, and now this is where the duty of being merciful begins. This is our example to be merciful to others. In 27, here's the example of God's compassion for us, and it cannot be denied that this is the same compassion that we should have for our other brothers. Now we know that, now we, by reading the rest of this story, we know what is in store for us if we fail to do this. If we read on, and we would see the consequences for not sharing that compassion with our brothers. Yet another example that we can turn to about our debt is in the Lord's Prayer. And if you will, turn with me to Matthew chapter 6. And, 9 through 13. Let's see. Yeah, 9 through 13. "In this manner therefore pray: Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done as earth is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen." In this we see the proof that Jesus' example, even in his prayer, shows that we are to forgive debts. In verse 12, it's very clear that he states his position on how we are supposed to contend with our debts and our debtors. So clearly in these examples, this debt is bad for us to carry. But the only through loving the way God shows us to love, shows us to love, will we have a chance to be debt free.